The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time, here where we are. This is Friday, April 5th. And that means that this coming Monday, because Saturday's the 6th, Sunday's the 7th, and the 8th is Monday when the solar eclipse is going to occur over certain parts of America. I mean, you'll be able to see it, but the totality, the area of totality, that's the big thing everybody's flocking to. And so, you know, over the weekend, that's why, you know, if you aren't out shopping today and filling up your gas tanks and everything else and being prepared, I mean, this is really funny how, you know, these governors and county commissioners are telling their citizens, go to the grocery store and stock up. You should have 2 weeks worth of food supply. Why? Because they think that all the Cheetos munchers are going to raid the stores and take all the junk food while they sit there and watch the solar eclipse in the cloud cover with their solar glasses on that they paid $2 a piece for. Wonderful, isn't it? Power Mall is now open, by the way. 877-817-9829. For those of you who want to take advantage of the Grown by Nature products, 10% off plus free shipping. The iComplex CS and Vitamir products also 10% off at the Power Mall on sale this week. And of course, you know, we appreciate the donations too, keeping us on the air, because 2024, man, we're in mission critical here. One of the people I think that understands that. Running for Senate. He grew up in rural Florida. He understands and appreciates the American dream and the principles of equality, liberty, and opportunity that made this nation the greatest in the world. Because he's enjoyed them, he is now determined to protect these values for generations to come. He wants to get elected to the U.S. Senate to disrupt the status quo in Washington. This is a huge effort. Because in order to disrupt the status quo in Washington, you have to be part of the larger electorate that agrees with you and will do the same thing. I mean, our guest has conquered the business world through his never quit attitude. In the Senate, he wants to represent Florida with that same determination and grit. As a matter of fact, this book he's got out now called The Big Grift, The Government Robs the Taxpayer and the Media Loots the Government. Sound familiar? Everyone does it. Yeah, I don't know if you heard that story or not. I'll let our guest Keith Gross, author of Dirt Roads to Runways, Defending the American Dream for the Next Generation, who's an entrepreneur, a pilot, attorney, and conservative activist. He won't be a career politician, that's for sure. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, and so you are running against Rick Scott, is that right?
I am. I am a constitutional conservative, and I am running in the Republican primary here in the state of Florida, and the incumbent senator is Rick Scott. It's time for some fresh energy if we want to disrupt business as usual in Washington.
Well, you know, and I brought it up in the last hour, what I think of Rick Scott. I call him a phallic symbol with ears, only I use the D word. and see, because this douchebag, and that wasn't it either, you know, when Hurricane Irma was here, I was living in Florida at the time. And he's like, this storm surge will kill you, puts on his Navy hat and gets on the microphone and says, you need to run. And within the hour, turned I-75 into a parking lot. Do you remember that?
I sure do. I'm a lifelong Floridian, and I've seen him do that sort of thing a number of times. But what upsets me more is when he votes to send hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine or rubber stamps Biden spending bills with these continuing resolutions instead of actually doing something to stop this out-of-control spending.
I know it. And see, that's the thing. He's a rhino, isn't he?
I believe he is. He says the right thing when he's on the news, and then when it comes time to do the right thing on the Senate floor, he's nowhere to be found. He didn't even bother showing up for that $1.2 trillion spending vote. Didn't even show up to vote no for it.
Wow. So you have a website, Keith Gross, that's G-R-O-S-S, folks, just like it sounds, K-E-I-T-H-G-R-O-S-S.com. And this is your website, and this is your political campaign, and did you put this book out to try to help raise money and raise awareness for the campaign?
Well,
would
you
that
know,
be an accurate statement?
Not so much about raising money. I think the ebook is 99 cents right now, actually, on Amazon.
Ah,
and we're
okay.
just putting the word out there, letting folks have the opportunity to get to know me better. I've spent my career in business, not politics, so I'm not a household name like a lot of the career politicians in our state. And it's important that the folks in our state have an alternative, an outsider from the political scene who's going to come in and actually make changes, because that's what I think we all want to see. We've got to have business people, outsiders, people with the backbone and experience to actually get things done rather than be a weak, go-along-to-get-along politician like we've got right now.
Well, and the thing is, Keith, is that if everyone that was currently serving in Congress, and I'm talking about both the House and Senate, you got 535 people, most of with all sorts of records for bouncing checks and whatnot. It's obvious that, leadership by example doesn't work in the current administration, and everybody's looking backward going, Trump was, the economy was better under Trump, and Trump kind of is in the same boat you. He's a businessman. He's a CEO of sorts. He is not a politician. He didn't know how to deal with the deep state when he came into power. And instead of doing the right thing, he put his faith in a lot of people that stabbed him in the back. And you and he seemingly, because you're both businessmen, you're both entrepreneurs. I mean, he's not an attorney. He's not a pilot. He is a conservative activist. But he was not a politician. That's for damn sure. We all know it. He got duped, many people believe, in this Operation Warp Speed. I don't think that you personally, judging from what you've said and what I'm reading in my show notes here, you're not the kind of ego tripper that he is that pats himself on the back for every accomplishment he's done. But the thing is, 535 people and you'd be one of many. You got a real uphill fight here.
You're not wrong. There is certainly a real uphill fight, but the America First movement, and that's really what this is now. It's bigger than anything else. It's bigger than the Republican Party. This is an America First movement, and it's picking up steam. We've got good people in the U.S. Senate now. We've got people like Rand Paul and Mike Lee and people that are able to read the Constitution for what it actually says rather than what a bunch of activist judges want to convince people that it says. If we work together, we can make a substantial difference, and I'm going to work hard to move the needle in the U.S. Senate, and I'm going to back fresh candidates who are coming to replace these rhinos. We've got to get rid of people who are like, Mitch McConnell, lifelong Republican, but an R beside his name hasn't done any of us any good. That's the uniparty, and I tell people this all the time. It's the uniparty establishment versus we the people. It's not as simple as Democrat versus Republican anymore.
Well, and you and I both agree on that the uniparty does exist, and it's all run by somebody other than the moron in the White House that I call the ice cream muncher hair snipper with a mental acuity of office furniture. So, somebody else is running the show, and it's Obama and the deep state. I'm convinced of that. What say you?
I think the same thing. I think the deep state controls people. I think these special interest groups come in there, and then they find representatives and senators who are more interested in keeping their job than actually doing it. I mean, that's how you get folks to go along with these continuing resolutions. That's how you get a Biden administration that is not being forced to close the border. I would be voting to shut down every dime of funding to this government until it shows that it's willing to enforce and honor the laws duly passed by Congress. I'd rather, if they won't shut down the border, we need to shut down the government. That is Congress's duty.
It is. Have you been, and I guess everybody would, want to know this. And folks, if you have questions of Mr. Keith Gross, you are more than welcome to get on the phone, 844-769-2944. And I'm talking about questions. I don't want you getting on complaining about stuff that everybody already knows is going on. I want legitimate questions that you would ask somebody if you had the opportunity to query a candidate who is running for the U.S. Senate, knowing the way the State of the Union is right now. I call it the State of Disunion. Understanding all of this, I guess, you know, since you are running in Florida, that maybe we should go to the phone line and get a Floridian resident, Phil, in Florida. You have a question for Keith Gross.
Yes, hi. Thank you, guys. I'm in Florida. I never even heard of you, but I'm very happy that you're on the program today, Mr. Gross, and I'm definitely going to look into you as an alternative of the Uniparty, as you guys were talking about. And you're talking about the influences on all members of Congress and special interests. And the biggest special interest that we have is the AIPAC, you know, and where our members of Congress, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, said that new Congress people have to take a pledge to basically do the bidding of Israel. And I'm wondering what you know about that. And I want to recommend the book by former Power Hour guest Allison Weir, Against Our Better Judgment. And there'll be other callers, so I'll shut up now and listen to what you have to say, and I hope you address it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Phil. Thanks for your call. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff, you know, people are worried about is the alignment and what people have to do. And the fact that we already know from Whitney Webb's research that a lot of these congressmen have been blackmailed. They've been caught in compromising positions on video and it's been used against them. I don't see you as that kind of person. But what say you to what Phil just said?
You know, he's raising a really valid point that there are many special interest groups out there that demand loyalty out of our representatives. I'm an America First constitutional conservative. When I say America First, I mean it. Our government is elected and paid to represent Americans, not everyone else in the world. That's why I get frustrated when I see folks like my opponent in this election who has voted to send hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine while we've got veterans sleeping on sidewalks and people pouring across our southern border. We don't even know who they are, if they're terrorists, if they're activists from the Chinese military. We don't even know who these people are. And I see a feckless Congress that's standing by and allowing this to continue by continuing to fund a government ran by an out-of-control executive. So I can tell you that I am self-funding my campaign largely, and you know the balance is being funded with small-dollar contributions from Floridians. But I'm funding the vast majority of this campaign, and you know I've had a great business career, so I'm in a fortunate position to be able to do that. I've told all these special interest groups I don't want their money and I don't need their money. I will be loyal to American values. I will be loyal to our Constitution. And I'm going to answer to God and my fellow Floridians. That's it. That's the sort of representation we deserve.
It is. Well, Keith, I got a question. Have you seen the movie Man of the Year with Robin Williams?
I have not.
Well, see, that's something that he actually said when he was in this alleged debate. He said that everybody in Congress should be wearing those racing jackets with all those different patches on it from all the different people who support their candidacy, like who support the race car drivers. And so we know who is that, you know, they owe money to. He says you can't do anything and get in Congress and accept money from anybody because if you do, then you owe somebody something. I mean, that's basically what he said. And I mean, it was a total play, farcical, play on election fraud and what is expected out of Congress. And this is somebody that got basically elected by a computer glitch to the presidency. And he said, no, I can't do this. He was honest enough with the people. See, and that's a problem we have with politicians is they are not honest. My question is if you had to deal in another Trump administration, the first thing I would want to know as a senatorial candidate, have you communicated with former President Trump at all about this, about your running?
You know, I've been in communication with some folks on his team. You know, Roger Stone actually wrote the foreword to my book. But right. The reality is Donald Trump is going to continue backing the known quantity until I prevail in this primary. And, you know, I'm in this primary to win it. So we have got to pull through in 2024. And Florida is in play. You know, we've got some ballot amendments that are coming on to the ballot in November. And that's going to bring a lot of the Democrats and the non-party affiliated voters to the polls like never before. You know, Rick Scott, who I'm running against, he's had a Republican problem for quite some time. He's the most unpopular Republican in the state. He's polling in the 40s. Half of Republicans don't like Rick Scott. He's always had a Republican problem, and that's why I've always been confident I would beat him in the primary. Now he's got a huge Democrat problem, because while we do have a Democrat number of voters in Florida that is smaller than the Republican number of voters, we have a lot of non-party affiliated voters who are going to flock to the polls to vote on this abortion amendment and the legalizing of marijuana. It's going to be a big issue, and if we don't want to lose our U.S. Senate seat in Florida to a Democrat, we would be better served by nominating a Republican who is a political outsider and a businessman who doesn't have the baggage that Rick Scott has.
Oh, and he has a lot of baggage, that's for sure. Eric in Missouri, you're on the phone with Keith Gross. Go ahead.
Well, I like, you know, hear that people know how to succeed in business, but then when they run for office, they don't seem as well-rounded like this one presidential candidate. I asked him, well, what are your views on vaccinating babies and kids? And they just kind of stumble around. They're not versed on that area. And that, I think that's one of our biggest problems here, these vaccine injuries. So do you have somebody to give you some advice in that area?
Thanks for your question, Eric. I appreciate that.
It's a good question, and it's important that we have well-rounded people representing us in D.C. I've got a lot of really smart people on my team. I've got some of the best, and, you know, I read a lot. I'm a total nerd, so I can usually dive into these issues pretty efficiently. As it relates to vaccine injuries, I was appalled to see the legislation passed giving vaccine manufacturers immunity from liability. That is appalling, because generally, your right to seek redress in court, that's considered a property right, just like your car or your house. And so the idea that Congress took that right away from you without due process and without compensation, I would argue that that's completely unconstitutional, and that law should be stricken. We should not be giving special treatment to vaccine manufacturers. They should be liable for injuries caused by negligently produced products, just like anyone else. We've got to start protecting Americans and stop doing what the special interest groups want.
And see, here's another thing. Keith, I understand you're an attorney. You went to law school. You got the you passed the bar. You're a member in good standing in Florida bar. A lot of people don't trust attorneys. And it's like, oh, no, not another attorney running for Congress. Oh, my God. You know, they got so many attorneys in there. Well, see, it takes. And I had to shift my thinking about this being a paralegal. You have to shift your thinking, folks, and understand that people who are attorneys know how to understand and at least interpret the law in such a way that they see danger signs in some of this bloody legislation these idiots are putting on a constant thing. And the Section 702 is really disturbing. And what Mike Johnson is trying to do with the Section 702 and find some sort of happy medium. In my book, invading somebody's privacy, there is no happy medium there.
No, it's blatantly unconstitutional. The warrantless spying program under FISA 702 has been repeatedly extended through the vote of my opponent. You know, Rick Scott has repeatedly voted for this unconstitutional policy, just like he's voted for red flag gun confiscation laws and other such things. He's allowed these provisions to be tucked into numerous bills that he's voted for over the years. We've got to have people that are willing to interpret the Constitution for what it originally meant, not what a bunch of liberals want to make it mean today. And while I share most people's frustration with attorneys, I can tell you that I've gone to law school and become an attorney mostly so I could represent my own companies, because if you want it done right in business, you do it yourself. And I'm taking that approach to politics. I'm tired of seeing people tell us one thing and do another. So I'm going to go up there and do it myself.
Interesting how that works. Because see, a lot of times, and I know there's case law in Florida where people have gone in as a trustee of a trust and tried to represent themselves in court. And unfortunately, the judge is going, you can't do that. You have to have an attorney. So the legalese beyond all this, I'm a little confused myself. How does an attorney represent his own business? I mean, especially if you're the registered agent.
Well, you can do that. As an attorney, you can represent your own business. You have to be a lawyer to represent a business, but there's no rule that says you can't represent a business you own.
Ah, okay. All right, good to know. Robert in Florida, you are on the phone. What's your question for Keith Gross?
Good morning, gentlemen. I am absolutely appalled when I learned that the federal government is flying illegal aliens into Florida on taxpayer dollars. What can legally be done to stop this permanently?
There are a lot of things that we could be doing better to stop that. One of the things that we could and should be doing is voting no on spending bills, because if the federal government was not being given any money, then they wouldn't have the money to be flying these illegals across our border. We've got to shut down funding. That power of the purse is the key tool that the founding fathers gave to we the people. They gave us the power of the purse to exercise through our representatives in Congress. And right now, even though we've got a majority in the House, it doesn't do us any good. We've got people who aren't willing to use that power of the purse to choke off funding and force the Biden administration to comply with the laws written by Congress. If we continue electing weak men to Washington, we will continue to have hard times. Washington is happy to waste our hard-earned money on feeding the rest of the world, but they always argue and want to put Americans last. I'm so tired of seeing that I've decided to run for U.S. Senate, because someone has got to actually do something about it, not just give good talks on Fox News and demand answers.
Well, you have my support, Mr. Gross. I haven't heard of you before, but I'm very glad that you're on today, and I hope you'll continue the good work. I find that people that claim that they're public servants end up usually going to Washington, D.C. and becoming public parasites.
I could not agree more. And, you know, a lot of folks in Florida have never heard of me. That's why I've put out a book to introduce myself. That's why we're going county by county and city by city on a statewide bus tour right now. And we're going all around the state to make sure that we are doing outreach to voters. We've been doing the polling. The polling shows we're coming up in the polls. The opponent's going down in the polls. I'm in this primary to win it, and I look forward to winning it. The primary date is August 20th. Y'all help me spread the word.
Will do, sir. Thank you. Yep. God bless you.
Yep. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. God bless you, too. I appreciate you chiming in. And see, the phone lines are open, and you guys are all asking legitimate questions. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. What say you?
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Keith. Thank you, Keith, for your effort down in Florida and for our country. Would you weigh in on what they've just done to those lawyers that were representing Trump, especially Clark and his associate? They're stalwarts of constitutional law. I'll let you go at that, and I hope you respond. Thank you.
Sure. You know, what we're seeing right now is basic Marxist cancel culture. We've seen it for a while in a lot of realms of our society, and now they're starting to do it to lawyers who are proposing reasonable interpretations of the Constitution that may not be the norm, but they're certainly not unreasonable. That's the job of a good attorney, is to bring up alternative views, present it to the court, and let the court ultimately decide what is or isn't the case. The idea of disbarring an attorney for giving advice to a president like these folks are, it's just part of cancel culture. You know, they've got John Eastman they've recommended for disbarment now. You know, his proposals to the president might not have been popular with the left, but they certainly didn't rise to the level of being invalid advice. We've got to make sure that we protect the people who are working on behalf of our leaders. And, you know, I saw with Rudy Giuliani when he represented President Trump, the Justice Department went in there and they downloaded everything on his iCloud and his Google address. And that breach of attorney-client privilege happened to a sitting U.S. president. Imagine what they're doing to us behind our backs. We've got to start protecting our freedoms and pushing back against the rogue administrative state that is seeking to control every aspect of our lives. We've got to put America First conservatives in office, and we've got to do it quick, or we won't have a country left to save.
Well, agreed there. Keith, the bigger problem that I see is that because of what, you know, there are certain candidates that have said, like RFK Jr., that if he gets elected president, that he's going to pardon Ed Snowden. And see, Snowden, in many people's books, is a hero for exposing what the NSA was doing. But I mean, seriously, you can't say or do anything on the phone, which is why, you know, we have a lot of people, a lot of our listeners don't have the internet for that very reason, because they don't like being spied on. They have a right to be paranoid in this case, but yet a lot of them want to just say, well, my vote doesn't matter. They've been, you know, conflicted with the way things are going right now. I mean, how do you overcome something like that?
Well, I understand how people can be disincentivized to be involved when it seems hopeless. And I could have made that same argument. You know, folks told me that, what's the point of being in the U.S. Senate? What are you actually going to be able to accomplish? To which I say, what is the alternative? Do we give up now, just surrender and die? Of course not. We fight like hell, and we make all the difference we can make. Because if we don't do that, if we haven't done our best, then we've failed the ethical duty that's presented on us by our Creator. We're put here for a reason. We got to do everything we can do to leave this world a better place.
True. And, you know, it's amazing. I've actually met Roger Stone as well at one of the Clay Clark's Reawaken America tours. That might be something that you want to get in touch with, because they are doing something up in Detroit here in the not too distant future, in June, as a matter of fact, and get on that speaking tour with Clay Clark. It's amazing how they get out there. But Roger Stone actually is where I met him, is was in Myrtle Beach when I was doing a presentation there on stage. Let me talk about your book for a bit. The Dirt Roads to Runways. It's also in hardcover, folks, if those of you want to get it and read about it, because this will familiarize you with Keith's upbringing and what he did. I'm looking just even at the table of contents and restoring optimism and the value of a business education from a gas station. I mean, where does that all fit in?
You know, I grew up in a small town in rural North Florida. Folks that think of Florida usually think of palm trees and sandy beaches. But where I grew up, we had about as many cows as we had people. It was very much the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I grew up surrounded by folks that had common sense, folks that had basic American values. They were hard workers. Many of them didn't have a lot of formal education, but they were the smartest people you'd ever meet. If we had those sorts of values in Washington, we would all be a lot better off. You know, learning how a gas station works from the ground up and seeing the basics of paying the bills and paying the staff and, you know, insurance and the cost of goods and how to calculate things, that really set me up, oddly enough, for a very successful business career. Business isn't all that complicated. Folks like to make it complicated. That's how most things in life are. Folks make it look much more complex than it is, and I think it's to discourage people from getting involved. But we've all got to get involved in fixing this country, and that's why I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
Mm-hmm. So do you still own the gas station?
No, that gas station, we actually didn't own it. I just worked there. My grandmother was a clerk at the local gas station, and when I was 14, I started going to work with her because I'd rather go to work than sit around and waste time at home. My parents had split by that time in my life, and my mom was struggling to put herself through college and build a career so she could take care of my sister and I. So rather than be a burden at 14, I wanted to go to work and make as much money as I could. So I did, and I haven't stopped since. You know, I've taken that work ethic, and I've built multiple companies to national levels.
Wow. So you were a gas jockey, basically.
Hey, yeah, I mean, I ran the cash register, stocked the shelves.
There you go. Keith, I did the same thing. But you know what? I mean, I'm so glad that you were able to get on the show. We're out of time for this segment. Dirt Roads to Runways by Keith Gross, forward by Roger Stone, available on Amazon. You can check it out through our website here at thepowerhour.com as well, and buy the hardcover copy that way. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
Daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friend.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
We are back on this Friday. 33 minutes after the hour. Power to the people. Hey, I'm on KeithGross.com right now. And he has a donation button. Says donate $20.24 to keep Florida free. And he's got all sorts of stuff. The guy was a vet. I mean, come on. He's, you know, I'm looking at him here wearing military fatigues, what looks like in an airplane. Seriously, you need to go to that website and look at it and endorse him and share it on Facebook and help this guy out, especially if you don't want to see four more years or six more years of Rick Scott. That's a big problem. So in regards to all of that, I guess we have the tag team on again, Brady and Mike, you know, tag teams in the house.
Hey, good morning.
Right, what are you guys doing? I mean, what do you think of Keith Gross running for U.S. Senate?
I like him so far. They all job. I think he sounds like somebody that knows what's going on. But he needed to get along on board with DeSantis there and block all the people coming from Haiti now, because we got a big problem in Haiti, and you also got Canadian troops going into Haiti. And I got a feeling good old the Biden regime is right behind them with Trudeau going into Haiti right now as we speak.
Man, that's sad. Hey, what do you get? We just found out that this grandmother, do you remember the grandmother went to the Capitol on J6 and stood inside the Capitol and prayed for 10 minutes and then turned around? She's just been found guilty.
Of course.
She's facing a year in prison and a $200,000 fine. I mean, this is nuts. And all she did was pray.
That's because she prayed, Dave. Dave, by the way, you've got two beautiful big families listening to you now for the first time, and I think they love your show. I wanted to give a shout out to Cameron and Mama Melissa, Lily and Bella, and Cameron's and his family and Sophie and Linda, Art, Tina, Nick. They're all listening to you. They're in Southern California, and Melissa, Lily, and Bella are in Tornado Alley, and they've been ducking and hiding tornadoes. But anyway, there you go, Dave. You got a bunch of new listeners. I try to bring people on board. If I can't buy from the power store, I get people on board. And Brady and I are talking about donating a mining claim, literally, quit claim deeding it for the power to the Power Hour. And I don't know what you would do with it after that, either auction it or just outright sell it, but it will have gold, crystals, gemstones. Brady knows where there's topaz. He even knows where there's rose quartz crystals and turquoise. But anyway, that is a side avenue there. The real problem I think we have right now is, besides everything else, is the National Asset Company is moving forward to take every available piece of land now on the market, now in the federal inventory, and BLM is on a rampage, kicking people off their claim for the slightest infraction. Let's say if your dimensions are wrong or you were a day late on your assessment, bye-bye mining claims. It doesn't matter how long you've had them. They're gone. And but anyway, this is a massive campaign to finish taking over America. The cultural revolution is basically get rid of your history and statues like they did in China in 48. You know, they used the students, just like here, and the young, dumb people to take down all their statues, turn in their parents, their friends who weren't for the Mao Revolution, which was the 40s through 50s. It completely changed the world. It's all CIA operation, period. They did this, and they're doing it again. They're good at it. Well, guess what? Guess who were the first people to get executed? The students and the people who turned their family in. You know why? Because they said they were the biggest traitors of all, and they could not be trusted. Boom, they were gone. So guess what? It's here. Fascism is the rule by corporations, and it's not far from plutocracy, which is the rule by the whim of the elite. Communism is the rule by nationalizing corporations and taking over. So we've got all three of the above. Anyway, Brady, you got time there. Sorry to take up so much of your time. I'm just disgusted with this anti-Christian movement. It is a bald-faced attempt by Satan to continue his elimination of Jesus' seed. And the Kenites are the offspring of Cain. It's in the Bible. They control the world. Like Nelson Rockefeller said, the public be damned.
Yeah, it seems that way. Brady, what say you?
Well, yeah, you're talking about the fallen angels or the Nephilim. That seed line goes all the way to the Draco reptilians, which then goes all the way down to the British royal family and the Rothschild. Your Freemason religion, or whatever you want to call that satanic religion that they follow, is a offshoot of that, of the Rh negative bloodline. Most of the royalty today has that Rh negative bloodline inside them. So when I say they are kind of reptilian in nature, and Queen Elizabeth kind of looked like a lizard, and thank God she's 6 feet under, Well, she could have been a reptilian, Dave.
Never know. Well, I appreciate you guys calling in this morning, and thank you so much to your clan for listening to the show this morning. We appreciate you and your efforts, and thanks for your calls, guys. Always fun to have the tag team in the house. I'm going to move into the health category right now because we got some things to talk about here. Long-term Benadryl use is taking a terrifying toll on brain health, according to a new study. This is sad. I mean, you know, antihistamines like Benadryl have been a long been a go-to solution. But the problem is it may pose serious risk to the brain. These are anticholinergic medications, and it contributes to dementia risk. It alleviates seasonal discomforts without pharmaceuticals. However, you know, there's some things that you can use, like local honey, steam inhalation. We're talking about steam infused with essential oils like eucalyptus or peppermint, which can help open up nasal passages and relieve congestion. In addition to quercetin, rich foods, a natural plant compound, onions, apples, citrus fruits, and berries, believe it or not. Gotta love it. You may want to supplement with vitamin C and quercetin. You can get the plant-based quercetin from the Power Mall today. Another health note here that you should be aware of, vaping is increasing the risk of heart failure by 19%, according to a recent study. This presented with the American College of Cardiology's annual scientific session, highlighting a new link. The results indicate those who used e-cigarettes at any point were 19% more likely to develop heart failure to compare to those who haven't used them, e-cigarette and vaping. And of course, now these sanctuary city of Chicago, Illinois, now is faced with a real problem in these migrant shelters. Now there's several cases of tuberculosis. Looks like a major outbreak out there. Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez has stated the issues the city is faced with TB and measles could have been avoided if we had simply instituted the American standard of vaccines. Oh, my. You know, maybe they should all be required to get two jabs and boosters, too. That's one mandate you're never going to see because Biden needs voters and he doesn't want to kill them. No, he wants to kill us. Tim in Michigan, good morning.
Hey, just a quick follow-up when we start all this talking about Israel. Ezekiel is, and the Lord said, even thus shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles. My point of saying that is, people, we keep referring to ourselves as all these Gentile nations, and we consider ourselves that we're Gentiles. The Israel ate with the Gentiles. There were 12 tribes in Israel. Californians are Americans, but not all Americans are Californians. Jews are Israelites, but not all Israelites are Jews. That's something people have to accept. And that my whole point of bringing it, that's we don't know who we are. We're not a we're not Gentiles.
Well, thanks for your call, Tim. I would like to believe that we are all part of the body believers in Christ. That's what I would like to believe. All right. And it says very clearly in the New Testament about that. I like the fact that you've disassembled all of that thought process. So, you know, we're not certainly uninformed. And it's true. You know, we're not all Californians. We don't live there. Californians are Americans. I mean, that's a nice syllogism. I mean, you can use that on a regular basis with just about anything. Wow. Good points this morning, folks. In the science and tech category, Google, I don't know if you knew this or not, this may be a good time to dump Gmail and your Docs format. They're going to start charging. They're considering charging for premium features on its generative AI-powered search engine, according to Financial Times. This is Gemini AI Assistant in Gmail and Docs. You start using about that, thinking about doing it. They're talking about premium subscription services, which provide you access. Alphabet, Google dropped in share value 1% in extended trade. The move would mark Google's first time in putting any of its core products behind a paywall. See, there's always a buck in there, and they're going to use it against you. And you want to talk about a big waste of taxpayer money? Guess what? NASA is doing right now. They have been commissioned through the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, according to a memo seen by Reuters and reported here. They have been instructed to work with other parts of U.S. government to devise a plan by the end of 2026 for setting up what is called LTC, Coordinated Lunar Time. Did you get that? I mean, we're on UTC right now, Coordinated Universal Time. That's what they call it, UTC. Most clocks and time zones are based on that. This internationally recognized standard relies on a vast global network of atomic clocks placed in different locations around the world. They measure changes in the state of atoms and generate an average that ultimately makes up a precise time. Deployment of atomic clocks on the lunar surface may be needed, according to these Office of Science and Technology policy officials. They said as commercial activities expand to the moon, oh, they want to build railroad tracks on the moon. Oh, good luck with that. They're going to need a unifying time standard that would be essential for coordinating operations, ensuring the reliability of transactions and managing the logistics of lunar commerce. Oh, what I'm talking about. Who put these people in office? We have enough problems on the face of this earth trying to just stay connected to the body of believers in Christ without sitting there worrying about establishing a lunar time zone. Oh, my God. You see, and this, you know, because we don't stand up and be counted. Yeah. Yeah, it just makes me want to put on that Marilyn Manson record. This is the new. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you want action, you know. Folks, you're going to have to be really proactive this year. Sorry. For those of you involved in the Atlantic hurricane season now, forecasters have issued a warning on extremely active 2024. Calling for 23 named storms, including 12 tropical storms and 11 hurricanes, 5 predicted to become major or Category 3 or higher on the Saffir-Simpson scale. Current El Nino conditions are likely to transition to La Nina conditions this summer or fall, leading to favorable wind shear conditions that foster hurricanes. Coastal residents are reminded it only takes one making landfall to make it an active season. So understand, this is what forecasters now are saying. So maybe we get lucky and have them stay out over the Atlantic, but we don't know that. And that's why every year we still have to be prepared, because whether it's 10 storms or 20 storms, where they form, where they move is what's critically important. This, according to research scientists, people working with the National Weather Service Center. Into food, I've added the word food to the gardening, farming, and homesteading category, which we should start doing since food seems to be an issue here. Food, water, shelter. Remember, I told you this was going to be extremely important. That's why we're focusing on that. Deadly mRNA vaccine trial tests in hogs. Ouch. Oh, hey, I mean, Pfizer and Moderna, they got to do this. They got to see how are these jabs going to affect livestock that are going to be processed as meat. Here's what this unnamed U.S. rancher posted. This hasn't been vetted yet, by the way. So you can take this for what it's worth. They took 525 hogs, injected them with a live mRNA vaccine, and in 21 days, here's what they found. 25 of the hogs suffered from death. 55 of them became so anorexic that they were near death. 20 of them suffered from lameness. 12 of them suffered from a loss of condition. Whatever that is, 25 more of them had near-death symptoms. So we have 70% of these animals that are going to be okay to an extent. Then we have 30% of them that have either died or have near-death symptoms. And, of course, the ones that passed away, they did autopsies on and still found remnants of the live virus vaccine inside the meat of these hogs. So from a consumer standpoint, we have to worry about a live virus being inside of our meat we're putting inside of our bodies. As a producer standpoint, we have to worry about the health of our animals that can ultimately destroy us, destroy our herd, destroy our business altogether. This is why you got to buy local, folks. You got to buy American and buy local. Screw the USDA and all these other people that have been looking the other way on this. Here's another interesting thing in this category. Moo moo, big guy. Limited us to space. How about raising miniature cows? You ever thought about it? They're a popular livestock option for small farms and homestead if you don't have the acreage. Here's something you can do. Fence in your lot. These little cows are smaller in size than traditional breeds, making them easier to handle, requiring less space and less feed. Despite their smaller nature or stature, miniature cows still provide milk, meat, and even companionship for their owners. And believe it or not, many breeds of these miniature cows, some of the most popular include the Irish Dexter, Kerry, Shetland, miniature Hereford, and miniature Jersey. These breeds typically weigh between 500 and 1,000 pounds and stand at about 36 to 48 inches tall, compared to traditional breeds, which can weigh over 1,200 pounds and stand at 5'6". Miniature cows are much more manageable for those with limited space and resources. They have a new, unique charm and personality, which make them favored among owners. Now, here's the problem. If you're going to name your cow Big Boy, you're probably not going to want to eat them. They are more affordable for option for small farms with small spaces. So I thought I'd throw that out there. In the Second Amendment category, George Allen Kelly. Remember that name? He's the Arizona rancher accused of shooting and killing an illegal Mexican immigrant. His wife took the stand in his second-degree murder trial in Arizona, claiming she saw two men armed with rifles walking across the couple's property the day the victim was found dead hours later. She saw them dressed in camouflage clothing, carrying big brown backpacks. And she testified under cross by Santa Cruz County Prosecutor Kimberly Hunley. She saw the men through the windows while standing in the kitchen at 2:30 local time, January 30th of last year. Allen was standing at the counter having his lunch. Allen said, "Wanda, be quiet. I just heard a shot." The 75-year-old Mr. Kelly is facing charges of second-degree murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and the shooting death of 48-year-old Mexican citizen Gabriel Quinn Budimea. And see, here's the thing. Ballistics expert testified the shell casings were consistent with the AK-47 rifle, but the prosecution's witness said the available evidence doesn't show the bullet that killed Mr. Quinn Budimea came from Mr. Kelly's rifle. Investigators have yet to locate the bullet, which entered through the victim's right side under the shoulder blade and exited his chest. Pima County forensic pathologist testified the bullet caused massive internal injuries and bleeding, but couldn't say whether an AK-47 made the wound. The amount of trauma was consistent with a gunshot from a high-powered rifle, according to the expert. That would be like a .308, not an AK-47. So exactly how did Mr. Quinn Budimea die? If he fired warning shots, which is pretty much the equation here, then how did this guy die? Is it because they wanted to set him up so they could take him out and have the property to walk across anytime they damn well please? Arizona's got more problems too. Left-wing activists there say they have collected enough signatures to move forward with a ballot measure that would add a right to abortion to the state constitution. This group is called Arizona for Abortion Access. Their coalition of groups, including ACLU from Arizona, Affirm Sexual and Reproductive Health, Arizona List, Healthcare Rising Arizona, NARAL Arizona, and Planned Parenthood for Advocates of Arizona. They've amassed more than 500,000 signatures, well past the 383,923 required for the proposed amendment to qualify for the ballot in November. This is dangerous, folks. That means that they have 500,000 people that can vote in that direction. If you don't get out, you're going to have legal abortion in the state of Arizona. This announcement about the signatures comes after the Florida Supreme Court issued a decision allowing an unborn ballot measure, or abortion ballot measure, rather, to move forward in the state. Arizona is one of nearly a dozen states where pro-abortion activists are working to codify the right to kill the unborn. Just so you know. In good news, Springfield nonprofit Victory Mission is giving back with its 4,000-square-foot garden where people leaving prison and poverty can grow and eat their own food. Now, that's something. That's what I call community participation. A California dog missing since the summer is found in Michigan, more than 2,000 miles away in suburban Detroit. Mishka had an identity chip implanted in her, and now she's being returned to her owners. Trump, by the way, is to rake in $43 million at a fundraiser dwarfing Biden's record $26 million haul. Well, that's some good news. And here's another interesting note as we end our show today. You ever seen pole dancing? It soon could be an open sport and not just confined to strip clubs. I know you're all sitting there grimacing going, all right, Dave, what have you got up your sleeve here? No, seriously. Breakdancing has now made its first Olympic appearance at the Paris Games. Pole dancers feel it could be their turn to be in the limelight. And now they're actually calling it the spirit of discipline. And they're actually using pole dancing as exercise to help women become more limber. Believe it or not, I can just see they're going to start selling poles for the average person out there. It was in strip clubs and cabarets, but wow. Can you imagine that at the Paris Games? Yeah, pole dancing has been recognized as a sport by the Global Association of International Sports Federation. Unbelievable, huh? What's the country coming to? Well, hopefully you're going to have a great weekend. Bless other people's lives. Do something positive. Talk to somebody. Have fun. Show love. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you Monday.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.